I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show podcast up on the Odyssey app later today after the show. If you miss anything, also we're there live as we speak. I got a public service announcement I'd like to do.
Oh, okay.
And that's because of school starting.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I'm out. We left here, went home, had to run a couple of errands in the afternoon around 3, 4 o'clock. Saw four different cars pulled over in school zones.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
The lights are on, man. You got to slow down.
You know what, who I feel sorry for? Are the new freshmen.
What?
Do you remember being a new freshman going into that high school?
I was absolutely terrified.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with one of my friends right now. She has a freshman going in, and her son has so much anxiety about it. And I'm like, dude, I screwed up my first freshman year so bad. Like, I couldn't find, back then they had lockers. I could not find my locker for some reason. And they told me like where it was, and I couldn't find that hall, and I dressed like a hooker. It was just horrible.
Oh, man. The hooker part probably saved you.
I don't know. Like, I looked so stupid. Because I was from a little town, and we were a feeder school. So I'd never been to that gigantic high school. I was from a little bitty town.
Yes, and terrified.
So, it is terrifying. And so I dressed up. Because I thought that's what you do. So I dressed up like a hooker, and all these other people are just dressed down, and I'm like, I look so stupid. Yeah. It was so embarrassing. Oh my God.
Another public service announcement. If you're going into a new school, don't dress as a hooker.
Don't dress as a hooker. Yeah. Dress down.
The show has you covered, man.
Well, because the thing is, with feeder schools, everybody has their own way that you know how it rolls, right? At your feeder school. Mm-hmm. Well, then you don't know how high school, when they all come together, the bigger feeder schools kind of dominate, right? So you have to kind of dress like them. And you're like, wait, you're grunge? Oh, my God, I don't know how to do grunge.
There's a lot of unspoken rules when it comes to, like, going into high school and kind of fitting
in.
It's
so scary.
And the competition just in dressing alone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not even your first day or first week.
Yeah.
That's throughout the school year, and how competitive that is and how judgmental it is.
And how heavy your backpack is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that should be illegal. Like, those backpacks. I mean, I pick up my kid's backpack. I'd be like, how are you walking around with this thing?
Seriously, the books.
It's so heavy.
It was wild.
I know, just being out yesterday, you could really tell by just the vibe. You can just tell that school's back in.
Yeah.
You see the school buses. I saw all these kids walking down the sidewalk yesterday.
But it's so interesting how, like, some kids have a great high school experience, and some kids just have it's literally like mental anguish.
I hated high school so much.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't finish it. I went to college, but
And was it because you didn't fit in? Or
not at all. No. Yeah. I had like three friends, and then it was never fun.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that brought things down, didn't it?
And it did.
Miserable. Didn't even finish it. I just quit.
Can I make you feel better?
Yeah.
My girlfriend's son, his first freshman day, he got put in a trash can.
Oh, see, I at least didn't have to deal with that. Yeah.
And I got thrown in a locker.
Oh, really?
And did they shut it?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I didn't get out. I missed my first class.
Carson, you just admitted you fit the locker.
I was a tiny kid. What can I say? I'm still tiny.
What? You fit the locker?
I was like, I don't know, 115 pounds probably going to freshman year.
When I was a freshman, I don't think I fit my locker. Trash can,
And that's the other embarrassing thing. Remember gym? You had to change clothes in front of everybody?
Yeah.
In the locker room showers. For the first time.
Showers.
Yeah. We didn't take showers, but we had to change clothes
In front of everybody. Well, I played sports, so you took showers.
Well, I meant just for gym class, though. Yeah. It was like, you didn't see those girls with their gigantic boobs. You'd just be like, oh, man, I don't have a rack like hers.
What school was that?
Heron High School.
Heron High School. Yeah. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, a study came out saying 54% of Americans drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Is that high?
It's gone down. Well, no, the whole thing was, hold on, I pulled it. It was the whole thing that no alcohol is it's not cool anymore. Nobody's drinking
it. Oh, it's not? It's not cool?
No, it's not cool at all. Hold on.
No kidding.
I didn't know we're doing
I've got the story.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let me play the audio, then we'll go from there. Okay, here we go.
Want to grab drinks after work? Well, you're more likely to hear no than ever. Americans are drinking less than they have in decades, and here's why. So a new Gallup poll finds that only 54% of U.S. adults say they drink alcohol. That's the lowest level in decades. So Gallup's been tracking this since 1939, and for the most of the time, at least 60% of Americans said they drank. The new 54% is the lowest since the question was first asked in 1939. So what's happening? More people, especially young adults, are rethinking alcohol entirely. A record 53% of adults now say even moderate drinking is bad for your health. That's nearly double what it was in 2015. There's been a major shift in how we talk about alcohol and health. For years, moderate drinking, like a glass of wine, was thought to be
good
for you.
All right, well, you get it. Yeah, it's way down.
It's literally not even cool in college.
It's not cool.
Well, at least at my kids' college.
Binge drinking and
all that. Like, you know.
Because the frat party was all about the booze,
I don't
right?
even think my son knows what a beer bong is. Remember those?
Wow.
Yeah, because it's just not their thing.
He probably knows.
A beer bong? I don't know if they do those anymore. you know that big thing? It's that big funnel? Yeah.
If they don't do that in college anymore, I'm really disappointed.
Or what about a keg stand?
Keg stands, yeah. I don't classic.
Even, I don't, you don't think he knows any of that?
I don't think he, I mean, he would have told me, but no. I mean, he did shrooms. He did do that, but
according to the report, it's.
I mean,
know,
if my kid
will
tell me that he's done shrooms, he'd tell me they. You know, so.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's way down then, because people are looking at their health a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah, in fact, he's like, you really shouldn't drink that stuff. I mean, it's just it'll rot your brain, and then also they're really cognizant of sugar now. They also like kids these days. Yeah. They don't like alcohol. They don't like sugar.
Gen Zers are like a different breed.
They are so healthy. It's weird.
Man, I loved them both. A lot.
Hey, try having a White Claw. You get both.
I loved them a lot, JB. A lot.
I know you did. Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
It is good.
I mean, the first time, what was it? They said 90 years? Yeah. 90 years of stats. That's the lowest number for Americans. 54%.
The only bad news is Tennessee.
Tennessee, what about Tennessee?
Big whiskey companies have gone out of business.
No kidding.
Because people aren't drinking.
Mm-hmm. Not drinking the Tennessee whiskey?
Yeah, not anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they went out of
business.
They're
not drinking enough.
Folks, pick it up out there. Come on. What the hell's going on? Right? You're killing my hometown businesses.
Exactly.
Drink more whiskey. Let's go. Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. This music. Woo! Football is back. Football's going to be back this weekend. Broncos play Arizona. At the stadium here
did
at home.
Did you see Shador got hurt?
I did.
Yeah.
Carted him off, didn't they?
Yep, they sure did. Yep. Yep. But the Broncos are in full action,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, full action this weekend. I have a trivia question for you, okay?
Yeah, sure.
It's football. It's a football trivia question, okay?
All right.
If you wanted to watch, now let me explain this to you. If you wanted to watch every single NFL game this coming season, how much would it cost you in total? Now, let me give you a couple of
You meant if we went to the stadium?
No.
On TV?
On TV. Oh. For example, some games are only on Amazon Prime. Some games are on Paramount. Some, even Netflix.
Wait a minute. Do I have the Walmart subscription?
Look, I don't know.
Hulu Plus.
Do I have the Walmart subscription?
It does not mention the Walmart.
Because if I got the Walmart subscription, I get some of those free.
I don't know if you have. The NFL one-time Sunday ticket. That doesn't give you every game because some games are, you know, farmed out to the Amazon people or whatnot. Yeah.
Do I have Amazon Prime?
Yeah, you have to get Amazon Prime to do this.
It's on the list.
So that is added to my cost, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I'm just trying
What's
to do the
What's ESPN DTC?
That's Denver Tech Center.
It is not the Denver Tech Center, Jamie.
That's like online ESPN.
Is that like direct?
Yeah.
Something.
Didn't ESPN just buy the Sunday ticket?
I don't know.
They just bought the NFL Network.
NFL Network.
Yeah.
They bought it?
Yeah, and now they also own Red Zone.
All right, how much do you think it would cost you to watch every single game? Okay. That's impossible to watch every game. Okay. But if you had to,
right?
How much money?
And I'm getting nothing for free, right?
Nothing for free. You've got to sign up for everything.
Okay, I'm going to say $924.
Whoa, $924.
Because I'm going with the Prime.
Okay, I got you. Carson. Every single game,
and you
every
have to,
subscription.
And you have to buy Prime. You have to buy Prime.
Yeah.
Prime is on the list, Jamie.
Well, I'm just telling him to add it in his head.
There's eight different ones on the list.
Prime is extra, like from some of their streaming, right?
Yeah, no, if you buy Prime, you get the streaming.
Yeah, you get the streaming. Yeah. With Prime.
Forget it.
What was your guess again? I got to go back to your
$924.
You threw me off with all the commotion.
Well, I thought that Prime, you get Prime, and then you have to buy extra streaming.
It's a simple question. It's a trivia question. Just give me a freaking answer. $934.
No, $24.
$924. All right, Cars.
$400.
$400. I feel like that's a dumb answer.
$510.
That's even dumber.
$510.
Yeah, but did you guys include Prime in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kidding!
The answer is Jamie White is the closest by far.
What is it?
$1,000.
Oh, really?
Look how close I was.
$924. Man. She was on the mark.
That's right. That's
because
right.
Because more than likely, she already has Prime and doesn't have to pay that one. So I would say that Jamie White nailed it.
Wow.
Okay. You guys said $400 and $500. It's $1,000.
Even though I sounded really, really dumb with the whole Prime thing, ultimately, you two are the dummies.
Yeah. She actually put it in your face.
Yeah, that's right.
She did.
Spike.
Right in your face.
That's crazy.
$1,000. Wow.
You want to see every single game. Here's what you have to get. You got to get the ESPN DTC, whatever the hell is. I don't even know what that is. Amazon Prime. Jamie, you got to buy Prime, according to this. You got to have Peacock. That's going to cost you $12 a month. You got to have Paramount. That's going to cost you $12. You got to have Fox One. I don't even know what that is. That's going to be $20 a month. Netflix is $23 a month. And you'd have to buy the NFL Sunday one-time ticket at $480 just for that one.
It's like I'm a calculator.
That was a good guess. I got to hand it to you. I mean, it was convoluted as crap, but it was a good. It was. I mean, you sidebarred a lot on that one. But, man, did you come up with a total.
Thank you.
That was solid.
Thank you. Thanks,
pal. We want to talk about Pam Anderson Effect.
Because I knew this was going to happen. So I was telling BJ this off the air, and he's like, oh, my God. But you know what I was thinking about? You're actually Pamela Anderson.
What do you mean?
Because you're real and raw and authentic.
Well, I ran on a beach before, if that's what you mean.
No, I'm talking about this. All right, it's called The Tired Girl.
How does that relate to me? Here we go again. That whole convoluted, like, blah, blah, blah. Then we get to the end of
because
this.
Because the tired girl now is kind of based on Pamela Anderson. It says this trend is part of a broader movement with Gen Z challenging traditional beauty standards and opting for being authentic over perfection. So you're authentic.
So she's dropped the makeup. Correct. She's gone to the old natural look.
Exactly.
Played Jane, and they say that has taken on all over the country, and women have decided that's the route to go.
Yeah, no longer concealing their dark under eye circles, their pale skin, instead just being, you know, completely authentic. Like it's you, all BJ in. Harris.
This is the most horse poop I've heard in a long time.
No, that's what it says.
Ladies, cover up the dark spots.
Oh, that's so rude.
Oh, it isn't really?
Yes.
No, I'm just saying, if you got the dark stuff under your eyes, you need to cover it up, Jamie.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Well,
I mean, what about that big zip right in the middle of your forehead?
You don't.
I don't have to.
Because you're authentic?
I'm authentic and I'm a taken man. I'm not on the market, but if you're on the market, you better cover up those dark spots.
Like, for example, Schmidl is not authentic.
No, not at all.
No.
You're not.
No.
You're
yeah.
all fake.
I got the fake hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fake
teeth.
Hair, fake teeth.
Yeah.
I bet you put a sock in your drawers.
You don't have to answer that.
Okay. What's it going to?
Don't answer that. No. Just leave that where she left it, okay? Sock in the drawers. BJ, Jamie Morning.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good show.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I'm a little bit disappointed.
What? About what?
Well, last night I came across this story, I didn't know if it was true or not, but I was going to get Spadil to investigate it for me.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, because I was so excited with the story, I thought, man, this is great. This is going to be so entertaining. It's so cool. I love stories like this. Then Spadil looks into it, ruins the party. He comes back and says, heck, I can't find anywhere where it's true. It's a guy that he is a wolf furry.
He's a what?
A wolf. He dresses up as a wolf. He's a furry.
Okay.
And he goes by like Moonlit or something like that, okay?
Okay.
Right, Spadil? Is it Moonlit or something?
Moon
Pie?
Moon or something, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And he went to live with the wolves, JB.
Oh!
He actually went out to a wolf pack to see if they would embrace him.
Oh, so he was dressed as a wolf and he went to go, okay.
Furry costume, yeah. And he goes out into the woods.
They do that with pandas.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh, they dress up as pandas.
You sure it's real?
Yeah, it's real.
Okay.
The pandas, the panda people dress up as pandas.
This happened in Wyoming.
I hope. Will you look that up, Fidel? Panda people dressed up like pandas.
Panda people dressed up like panda people.
Like, that
we'll look
to,
like
to
a
furry?
No, yeah, they dress up like pandas to do something in their cage.
I think Jamie's right on that. I think I've seen that.
Yeah,
I think I've seen the videos. All right, let me go back to this.
Okay, sorry.
This happened. Well, no, if this had happened, it would have happened in Wyoming.
Okay.
And if it had happened, because, I mean, all the details are here, so I don't know how it's fake. But if it had happened, his name would have been Brian Sanders. He's 28 years old from Fort Collins, Colorado.
But the story's not real?
He goes by Moon Howl. But he is from Fort Collins, Colorado. Well, Spadell said it's not real. But all these details are
here. I can't find it anywhere either, though.
What?
Well, there's that story is only from X. There's a bunch of people reposting it, but it's literally just like random people who.
Can I tell my story?
Did you guys hear about the guy that has a 14.5 inch wiener?
I missed that one.
Is it part of this story?
No, I just was
story?
Adding Ellen.
Wow.
Yeah, so 14.5 inches.
Can I finish my story?
Yeah, go ahead. But I thought it was real.
It's not real.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Oh, my story's not real.
Yeah.
Spadil says it's
not. My story is.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, right.
Jonah Falcon is a real person, but BJ's story is not real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian Sanders doesn't exist. He's not a furry up there in Colorado.
No.
In Fort Collins.
No.
My guy's name is Matt Barr.
Oh.
Can I finish my story if it were real?
Yes. Go ahead. All right.
He goes out to live with the wolves.
Okay.
He decides that, and he's kind of standoffish. And then he finally crawls his way over to the wolves, who are eating on a carcass at the time, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And to get them to accept him into the pack, they mauled him.
Oh, they mauled him?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
No, he's in bad condition, though.
Oh.
They ate him alive, just about.
But nobody can find this story anywhere?
Well, the good news, it's not true.
Well, I'm...
Well, yeah, you'd think there would at least be a story about
something.
Someone getting mauled somewhere. You know, maybe not the furry thing.
Well, there is. I've got it right here.
No,
but that's
there
not real.
There
Wait,
is a story.
What about
There's
my Matt
story.
Barr story?
That one's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Barr has 14.5 inch wiener.
And why are you looking at it, Spadil?
I got to verify.
No, he said it's really hard to live with.
Yeah. I could see that.
No, he said he can't see his feet, and so sometimes... I'm not kidding! Listen, this is what he said. He said, Matt says he recently slipped in the shower because in his words, quote, it's not exactly easy to see my feet when your anatomy is that front and center. He said the fall left him with two fractures in his shoulders. He's now taking it slow, using a bath mat, rethinking vacations because people are really upset when he's at the public pool in board shorts and people get mad at him at hotels and tell him it's not appropriate.
Yeah, you got to wear pants.
I feel his pain.
Well, he's wearing pants.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.